This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly, as we are every Friday until Eagles season. Big games, big events, always better at Chickie's and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. And the Philadelphia Eagles Insider of the Year for 2025, Elliot Shore Parks of the Go Birds podcast, joins us now. This Elliot Shore Parks appearance is brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Elliot, welcome.
What up? How you guys doing today?
Oh,
what up, E?
We're doing great, Elliot.
Excited to talk to you guys.
Yeah, the pesky little A.J. Brown trade rumor that Jack started last year won't go away. With the comment, the report from Howard Eskin that the Eagles had explored a top 10 pick for A.J. Brown. So the thing we've been talking about today, is that if the Eagles were to – we looked at that 4 pick. With the Patriots. And I think the Eagles would probably most likely have to include something else. But if the Eagles traded A.J. Brown for that number 4 pick, would you be mad or would you understand? Where do you sit on the entire conversation?
Yeah, I would say from a fan perspective, I definitely understand being mad if they were to trade him. He, I think, is an incredibly important part of that team, not just on the field, but I really do think, like, in that locker room, it's undersold or understated how important he is there. So I would understand being mad about it. But ultimately, I would understand the decision. It doesn't mean I would think it's the right one or a good one, but I would get the logic of it. If you get a chance to get a cost-controlled rookie that's in the top 4. Now, I wouldn't do it for Travis Hunter, but let's talk about Abdul Carter. If you were able to get Abdul Carter, he plays a more important position, he's younger, and he'd be cheaper. Like, in a world where fan reaction doesn't matter, I think the Eagles would do that 10 out of 10 times.
Well, I'm not so sure he plays a more important position. Maybe you could have said that a few years ago when the league was a little different. But I know you're not going to tell me that how many defensive ends out there you would consider are more important to their team than a Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase. How many defensive ends out there?
I would say Micah Parsons.
A.J. Brown.
Miles
Garrett. Hold on. You just gave me – you think Micah Parsons is more important than Jamar Chase?
I think Micah Parsons is more important than CeeDee Lamb, and I also think the majority of teams in the league would take Micah Parsons over Jamar Chase. If given the choice.
That would be foolish. It's foolish.
Well, then why do edge players get paid more and get drafted higher?
Well, first of all of them don't get paid more.
But the best ones get paid more than the best yet.
I just gave you the best receiver in football, and he got paid the highest amount of any non-quarterback. That's a fact.
And Micah Parsons will break that.
But he's not. But he hasn't. That's only because he's up next. You're skipping over the fact that Jamar Chase got paid more than Miles Garrett.
He did.
So I know. Yeah. No. The point is that's just the next guy up is my point. You're saying defensive ends get paid more than wide receivers. And I'm telling you, when you're a great player, you're a great player. And that's A.J. Brown. This isn't just a wide receiver. This isn't just like it's when we look at these positions, the mistake is trying to evaluate a position versus the player. That's like paying a quarterback $40 million just because he plays quarterback. That makes no sense, right?
Right.
We know how important the quarterback position is. It doesn't mean everybody that plays that position deserves to be the highest paid player there.
Well, I agree. If you compare a special player to a non-special player, then I agree with you. But the point would be if you draft Abdul Carter in the top five or at number four here, mm-hmm. and he turns into a special player.
I know it's an if.
Absolutely. I understand it's an if. That's why there's a risk in this trade if they mm-hmm. were to do it. But if they were to do it and it hits, I think he becomes an extremely, extremely valuable piece because of the position he plays. And, yes, we can debate receiver versus edge. Regardless, edge is a super important position. We're not talking about...
All I know is I heard the same nonsense about the running back position until we had to get hit over our head with Saquon Barkley, special talent, and he won a Super Bowl for us. That's all I know. That's all I was challenging you on is the fact you're making a blanket statement about a position. I'm talking about actual great player.
Right, so, but I'm saying if you get a great player at edge, that player is
how do
more
you know
valuable.
You're getting a great player
you
at
don't,
four
you
as a
don't.
Rookie?
You don't.
But you do know that you're giving up a great player.
You are, AJ has absolutely been a great player. I agree
yes.
with you. Yes, but who do you think, like, the projection would be who's a better player over the next 3 years? And I think it could be AJ, but Abdul Carter at his age and his position.
Yeah, because AJ, as a three-time All-Pro at 27 years old in the prime of his career, is about to fall off. Meanwhile, a guy who hasn't played in the NFL yet is somehow going to come in and be more valuable than a guy in the prime of his career who's already proven to be an All-Pro player.
Yeah, AJ's awesome. But the trade would be for a great player, presumably. You would have to obviously scout him correctly. But if Abdul Carter turns in what people think he would be on a rookie deal, that's an incredibly valuable thing to have.
Here's the thing, Elliot. You would have to be absolutely sure when you do that. That's the whole point about the whole risk thing.
But you can never be sure.
Well, I know I'm for sure I got a great player on my team right now. I'm for sure about that.
Yes, I agree. He is a great player.
Yes.
Now, if you want to do the what if game, he could get hurt next year. He could fall off. Like
so could Abdul Carter.
Correct. But if you're making the bet on which player you would rather have, Abdul Carter
yes.
on a rookie deal or AJ Brown on his current deal,
mm-hmm.
I don't think picking AJ is the wrong decision. But to act like Abdul Carter, like that is a major bonus if you hit on that.
No. First of all, I don't know how much of a major bonus it is. AJ, you just better hit on it is the number one thing. Else it's going to be a major blunder.
Correct, yes.
It's more risk of you giving up known commodities on top of other draft picks to get an unproven guy. There's more risk in doing that than it is, what are we missing out on? We can't pass up on Abdul Carter. We got to go get him. There's no guarantee there. AJ Brown is already an established player. Abdul Carter is a young player with potential. How many of those guys do we see every year that don't reach potential?
I agree. It is a risk. But the point of taking risks is it can work out. And so if you're going to take – I mean, you can dismiss the risk. We agree it's a risk. But if he hits correctly on the evaluation – and let's not act like they're trading AJ for a third-round pick. I mean, he's arguably the top player in the entire draft besides Travis Hunter, the consensus, if you remove, like, the quarterbacks, right, because they always go higher. Abdul Carter's arguably the best player in the entire draft. So they're not taking a risk on some mid-level prospect. He is a special prospect at a crucial position, which, by the way, as high as I am on Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt, they could definitely use a special edge, right? They could use somebody at that position. So I think, and also on a larger picture here, I would say, like, there is an argument for the year after winning a Super Bowl, maybe taking a step back, and I think that's what the Eagles are doing, and looking at 2026 as opposed to 2025. And if you remove next year and you say, you know what, we're rebuilding for the next iteration of this team, Abdul Carter makes more sense for the next iteration of this team than AJ Brown does.
How is that? AJ Brown's 27 years old. So
because
what?
He's younger.
So what?
Well, this matters. You cannot
so,
care
so hold
about
on.
It,
but he would still
matter.
Be. Hold on. He would still be younger if AJ Brown was 25.
Correct. Yes. Abdul Carter is considerably younger than A.J. Brown.
My point is the amount of good football A.J. Brown still has in him, and the window you have to win right now is greater with A.J. Brown than it is Abdul Carter. You bring Abdul Carter and you remove A.J. Brown, right? You waste a year. Now what does Saquon Barkley look like in 2026? What does he look like then? How close are you to winning then? And when now you don't have A.J. Brown, you have a nearly 30-year-old Saquon Barkley, and you hope he's still completely healthy at that time. So how much will Abdul Carter help you win then?
Elliot, can I introduce one other factor here? Mm-hmm. The only other factor here that Elliot hasn't brought up that I mentioned earlier is if they made the trade, you would assume that their evaluation would have been incredibly positive on Carter. And we all have said repeatedly, Elliot has said, you have said, that we believe in the evaluation that the team is doing on these players. So the only other factor I'd introduce on this is I would assume we would feel it was less risky because the Eagles did it, which is part of it. Like, if
that's the only thing
I would say.
It doesn't mean that I'm going to say I think people can talk themselves into whatever they want to. You can tell yourself the Eagles won the Super Bowl, so I'll just trust whatever they do. I'm not doing that.
I believe
in established good football players, and good football teams usually don't get rid of premium football players. And not to mention the difficulty it's going to place on Jalen Hurts to continue to be the quarterback that he's been. And you're doing all this for a defensive end.
Yeah, so
you're telling me this is going to make us a better team in 2 to 3 years. Not to mention you're telling your fan base, forget about 2025. You get rid of A.J. Brown, you just told your entire fan base, including the locker room, you're not trying to win this year. So why should Saquon Barkley go out there and do what he did when this is a wasted year?
So I think that's a bit extreme. They would still be an extremely competitive team without A.J. Brown. If Abdul,
Super Bowl.
They could win the Super Bowl without A.J. Brown. There's not a single player on the roster besides Jalen Hurts.
Hold up. Before I flame him, neither one of y'all got any – you're telling me you think that – do you believe the Eagles can go win the Super Bowl without A.J. Brown?
I don't think the Eagles, if they made this trade, are trying to win the Super Bowl next year.
Jack?
No.
But no,
okay.
No, that's not
okay,
what
so you sound
could,
silly.
Could, no, 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 no.
Could
no,
they?
I
maybe. But,
so
but
let me
that,
ask
I wouldn't
this.
Make it – I wouldn't say it's likely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody listening to us knows if you trade A.J. Brown, you just threw the towel in on the season.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So if A.J. Brown tears his ACL in week one, the season's
over?
Yeah,
season's over with, yes.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true.
You can think all you want to. I'm just telling you that if it happens.
You're just thinking too. But I'm saying ultimately he's more likely.
It's more likely to not happen. It's not last year when you had the number one defense in the league. The complete defense has been revamped. There's a bunch of unknowns on that side of the football. They're about to trade away Dallas Goedert, and you're telling me that a team that had the worst freaking passing offense in the league last year could somehow lose an all-pro wide receiver and they can still go win the Super Bowl?
Yes,
that's what you're
telling.
Yes,
they could. Yes, of course they could. Now, look, are there chances as high without A.J. Brown? Of course not. A.J.'s an important player. A.J. makes them better. But to say their season is over if they lose A.J. Brown.
As far as winning the Super Bowl, it's over.
Okay, I think that's
wrong. As far as winning the Super Bowl, it's over.
Honestly, do you even think their odds would move significantly if A.J. went down?
I don't care about none of that. I'm telling
you. Okay, well, you
trade A.J. Brown from this team. Your chances of winning the Super Bowl have gone down dramatically. And everybody that's watching it will simply say the Eagles aren't trying to win the Super Bowl this year, including their fan base.
So that's a different discussion. I do agree if they traded away AJ, because there's two differences. There's what's the reality and there's what fans would think. I agree if they trade AJ, fans would have a right to be upset. Fans would have a right to think they're focusing on the 26 and not 25. I agree with all that. But if AJ's not on the roster next year, there is no player singularly important enough on the roster, besides arguably the quarterback, that would cost them the entire season. They would still have Devontae. They'd still have Saquon. They'd have a great offensive line. They have a great coaching staff. They would still be able to win the Super Bowl. Of course their chances
no, they
would go
wouldn't.
Down. Yes, they would.
And
they
you don't believe that, and they don't believe it.
I 100% believe that.
Well, they don't believe
any.
I guarantee you they wouldn't believe that. I guarantee
you
that.
So you think if A.J. goes down in week one, they would think the season is over?
What I'm telling you is that they decided to trade A.J. Brown before the season for a draft pick. They don't think – they're not trying to win the Super Bowl this year. And there's no way you can sell it to anybody that they're trying to win the Super Bowl. Nobody's buying it.
I think they would still be trying, but I agree that their focus would be on 26 more than 25.
Yes.
But the nature of their roster is they are with even without A.J. Brown, they are one of the best rosters in the NFL. That's
Elliot, you
the
got
reality.
Eagles fans already questioning whether or not they're trying to win the Super Bowl right now with the moves they've made. There are people already questioning that. So you're telling me if you add in trading A.J. Brown, you're not going to signal to the fan base that you're not trying to win this year? I don't know why that's hard for you to comprehend.
No, I agree with you.
You got good sense. And I know damn well you understand exactly where I'm coming from with this.
Yes, and I'm
agreeing with
you.
The season's done. As far as winning the Super Bowl, it's over.
So that's where we disagree. I agree on the signal of it all, of what it would mean if they traded him. But I disagree with you that they would have no chance to win the Super Bowl. And the fans that say that they're not trying to win this year, I think that there's a distinction there. There's a difference between not going all in to try to win it and not having a chance. The Eagles, as currently constructed, if you took A.J. Brown off the roster, would still be one of the top seven teams in the NFL, which gives you a chance to go out and win a Super Bowl. And that's just true. It just is.
I don't think so.
All right, so where do you think they are now?
Don't know.
Top three?
All I know is they had the 29th ranked passing offense, and they had a great
rushing.
AJ had some fewest yards. He barely got to 1,000. Like my only point is that you remove this level of talent from the team. How do you feel like – so it's going to be Johan Dotson, Devontae Smith.
Devontae, yeah, you could draft someone.
Graham Calcaterra. Those are our offensive passing weapons so far.
Yeah, I look.
Yeah, who have you added to anyone. That? Well, who have you
so
added
I
to
don't
that?
Think- Well, you added whoever you take at number four. You love Travis Hunter so much.
You just told me we're taking a defensive end.
Yes, but you won't accept that he could be a good player. So, yes,
no,
you are
No. I didn't say he wouldn't be a good player. Don't put words in my mouth. I said he's not A.J. Brown. There's a difference. Abdul Carter can go be fantastic somewhere else. He can go be fantastic somewhere else. Matter of fact, if the Eagles wanted to trade two first-round draft picks and a second-round pick to move up there to get him, I wouldn't have a problem with that. I would have a problem with trading an all-pro wide receiver in the prime of his career. That's what I would have a problem with coming off the Super Bowl. That's what I would have a problem with.
And to be clear, I don't want to trade A.J. either, but we're not talking about trading A.J. for nothing here. This is how many players in the entire league have the value of the fourth overall pick. There's not many. So we all agree A.J. is a massively talented player that's a huge part of the team. But I also think that as you rebuild for this second iteration of a Super Bowl team, age has to be taken into consideration. And as does
he's 27!
Yes,
27!
Abdul Carter.
Not 37!
Abdul Carter is what, 23?
Well, he's going to be 28 to start next year.
And he's had knee problems. Like that is
never had surgery. He's never had surgery.
I don't know if that's. I'd have to. You sure about that? He's never had surgery.
Well, he hasn't had it since he was with the Eagles. I know that.
Right,
much.
Since he's with the Eagles. Right, and again, like
he's been
AJ,
it's only his fourth year with the Eagles, so he hadn't had surgery in 4 years.
I think AJ will be a.
What's Abdul Carter's injury history?
So just real quick.
Hold on. What's Abdul's injury history?
Yeah, he has the foot injury for sure. You have to.
Yeah, but he's 21.
You mean damaged goods coming out of the draft?
Just
what?
Real quick, AJ Brown did. AJ Brown did have surgery on both knees when he was with the Titans in 2021.
But not since with the Eagles.
But not since he was with the Eagles. Yes, not since he was with the Eagles.
2021.
Yes.
5 years ago.
Yes.
Awesome.
Well, not really.
Well, sure it is.
Well, that he had surgery in both knees? That I mean,
no, but 5 years
that.
Ago is the point
right,
I'm making.
No, I go.
He's been a three-time All-Pro since the knee surgeries.
Yes. I think he's arguably the best player on the entire team.
It's like
team.
I'm talking to a kindergarten.
No, I agree. He's probably the best player on the team. But I think you just don't value Abdul Carter in the fourth pick as much as other people. I know.
I don't.
That's why you wouldn't trade AJ for him.
Yes.
But let me ask you this. Do you think the Titans would trade the fourth pick for AJ?
The Titans.
Straight up?
The Titans.
I'm sorry,
the Titans.
Not the Titans.
Patriots.
My bad. I'm sorry, the Patriots. Do you think the Patriots would trade the fourth pick straight up for AJ?
I think it would be foolish if the Patriots traded for A.J. Brown, quite frankly.
But don't you think that's telling as well? Like, in terms of the asset that the fourth pick is as compared to A.J. Brown?
No, that's a move of a desperate team. They may not know what the hell they're doing. I'm sorry. Like, that's all that is. I've seen desperate teams do foolish things because they fall in love with a player or what have you. I don't know. I'm just telling you, I wouldn't do it. The Eagles are in a position right now where they could be a dynasty in football, where they got a chance to potentially repeat as a Super Bowl champion. That's what I know. And I know trading A.J. Brown says that's not happening.
I see, but that's your opinion. I think they would still have a chance to win the Super Bowl, especially if Abdul Carter.
Yeah, you'd be in the minority. You'd be in the minority thinking that. Sure you would.
I don't think I would be.
Put a poll up if AJ Brown is not on this team. Yeah,
dude, Jack, put a poll up. Jack, put
dude,
a poll up.
Hold however on, you want to word it,
yeah,
Jack,
well,
however you want to phrase it.
Yeah.
Would the Eagles still have a chance to win the Super Bowl without AJ Brown and leave my name out of it?
Well, that's a good point. We should leave Elliot's name out of it. Elliot, before we let you go. You're doing tons of great Go Birds pods on the draft. Are you going to release an Elliott Eagles-specific big board, like a final big board before the draft on Thursday?
Well, good news. I have my top 10 players for the Eagles coming out on Sunday. That'll be in the Go Birds feed. And then next week, I have a bunch of big boards coming out. Top receivers, top players, top edges. So that'll all start on Monday.
When did you turn into a draft, Nick? This was not. This is not in my Elliott.
No,
wait.
Let him
do
his job.
Hold on. First of all,
don't get your back up because I'm critiquing, challenging about
him. You've been wrong for the last 3 years. Whatever pick
you
made.
Whoa.
The Eagles. Terrible wrong. Terrible.
I was wrong about Quinion. I'll admit that.
And you were wrong about Peter Skoronski and guards and everything else you were doing in the first round.
I was on the Bijan bus. Don't put me on the Skoronski bus.
I felt like you were half in, half out on that. You weren't really with us.
I will say, though, my quarterback evaluations have not been great. I've missed on Paxton Lynch, Cardale Jones. I've had some misses, but that's okay. That's why you keep swinging, you know?
All right. The Go Birds podcast, you can get it wherever you get your podcast. Comes out every day, Go Birds Daily. You get more of that, more of Elliot. Yeah, Elliot,
exactly. You deserve to be ripped over this, too. Oh. I just want you to know.
I can't. Look, if AJ goes down, we'll see if you still think they have a chance to win the Super Bowl. I hope he doesn't get hurt, but I'll be curious to see what you
say. Why would you even say that?
Yeah, why would you even say that?
Come on. Are you not even an Eagles fan?
No, I hope AJ has a monster.
No, you want to be right so bad. You want to be right so bad. You want AJ to be out. Are you nuts?
I can't believe he just said that.
Would you ever? Why would you ever root for one of your takes over the success of the team?
Yeah, come on, Elliot.
All right, this call officially isn't fun anymore.
All right. Okay. All right, Elliot. Thank you, buddy.
I'll talk to you.
All right, brother.
Elliot's a champ, man. Elliot's a champ.
I don't know. He might need an ice pack.
That was a tough one for Elliot. That was one of his tougher ones in a while. And by the way, I largely agree with him, but I just let him, every once in a while, you got to let Elliot go. You got to let Elliot go. Yeah. All right, joining us next.
I didn't want you to get hit with any shrapnel.
Nope. That's why I got in once, and I was like, I got out safe, and I was like, that's it. All right, 215-592-9494. It is on the record Friday. If the Eagles traded A.J. Brown for that fourth pick, would you be mad, or would you understand it?
I just convinced everybody.
Joining us next for his weekend forecast is the very important and well-known and famous.
And we say he's the top 100 most influential person?
I would say better chance than some other people.
Yep. Oh, God.
Tornado Shapiro joins us next. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Baseball is back. Watch all the action at Chickies and Pete's this season. Find a location near you at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.